From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Thanks, Carl. Yes, thanks, you people. Thank you. Yes, today, news, quiz, and our guest later, Larry King. Yes, today on the show, stay tuned. But first, you call the number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, who's this?
Cindy in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, Las Vegas. How are things in Vegas?
Well, you know, what's amazing is I think it's hotter in Chicago than it is in Las Vegas
that
today.
That seems hardly fair.
Yeah. It makes me feel a little better because I always feel like I'm spending the whole summer here suffering by myself.
Oh, no.
No.
We're okay. Suffering with you.
You're suffering with me.
You can take comfort in our misery, Mindy.
All right.
Well, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a Chicago comedian and a host of Vocalo.org, Mr. Brian Babylon.
Hey, hi, Mindy. How are you?
Next, one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, hello.
And a humorist appearing at the Davis Concert Hall at the University of Alaska Fairbanks on August 6th, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hello, Mindy.
Mindy, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Well, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time.
Okay.
Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice, on your voicemail or whatever your device may be.
Okay.
Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, here's your first quote.
There is no deal. We're not close to a deal.
That was White House spokesman Jay Carney on Thursday comforting the nation that we are that much closer to complete financial ruin. Because there wasn't yet a deal to do what?
To raise the debt ceiling.
Raise the debt ceiling, indeed. Very good. It is just 2 weeks. Yes, you got it right. It's just 2 weeks to debt ceiling Mageddon, or default apocalypse. What's crazy is we all saw this coming. It's like we're all in the Titanic, only we had 6 months' warning of the iceberg.
Well, and polls show that half of Americans now believe that if you raise the debt ceiling, it'll be too high to paint.
Right. But then, to save us this last week, riding in like heroes from the sunset, it's the Gang of Six, the senators, the most ruthlessly boring gang in history.
You know what, Pete? I'm curious, like, what, you know, from where I'm from, a gang gets things done. You know?
I don't understand.
Yeah. This gang can't get anything done.
I know. They're the least intimidating gang since the Apple Dumpling Gang.
The worst gang ever.
They scare no one. It's like nobody in Georgetown is going, oh, man, you can't wear khakis. No, you can't wear those. Khaki is a Gang of Six color, you know.
Yeah, but on the other hand, they've outmaneuvered all the house guys. You know, Eric Cantor's head's about to explode.
Well, how hard is that?
But here's the thing. We are careening towards something that everybody thought was impossible, and it looks like it might happen, this default. How did it get this far? Maybe people secretly want this to happen, right? We like crashes when we go to NASCAR. So why not with the global economy?
Yeah, I sent a little email to this guy who helps me look after what little money I have. And I said, should I be worried about my money? And he just sent me back a one word. He just said, yes.
All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
This is the most humble day of my life.
That was somebody testifying before the British Parliament. Who had the most humble day in his 80 years of life on Wednesday?
This was my favorite story all week. Oh. Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch, yes. Rupert Murdoch appeared in front of a committee of the British Parliament along with his son, James Murdoch, who looks just like his father would if his father were still alive. Murdoch testified that despite being a billionaire global press baron, he's got a lot in common with the average working guy, namely, neither of them have any idea what's been going on in Murdoch's company. Then a comedian broke into the room to smash a pie into Murdoch's face. And on international TV, Murdoch's wife, Wendy Dang Murdoch, leapt up to defend her husband with a sharp right cross. It was the most vicious thing a member of the Murdoch family had done to an enemy since that morning's paper was published.
Why do people throw pies? I mean, it seemed like...
How did they get past
security? I mean, it seemed like throwing a scone or a muffin. I mean...
It'd be more British.
Well, I think, like, with a muffin, you could even get a little movement on it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get a like a hanging curve muffin, oh, yeah. You know, right?
A lot of Murdoch's rivals in Britain and here in the U.S. have really been enjoying the story. They're running headlines like Murdoch Empire Crumbling. Fox News, of course, went with terrorist attacks innocent job creator with toxic dessert. Here is your last quote.
I'm not going to say you'll see fighter pilots crying, but there's no cameras in the cockpit, so that might happen.
That was one of the pilots flying the final mission of what this week?
The space shuttle Atlantis.
Yes, the last shuttle mission ended this week.
Yeah.
Kind of bittersweet, huh? There was hope for one more mission as the astronauts on the Atlantis realized they had left their cell phone back in the International Space Station. They were going to go back and get it, but then they got, what the heck, it's an iPhone, who cares? The shuttle program lasted 30 years, and it's done so much. It provided us with valuable insights into the effects of space on shuttles.
You know what I would have liked,
Peter? They do fine up there, yes.
I would have liked that at the very end, you know, the whole thing, we would the shuttle would turn into a transformer. And that would have been like, America!
Saluted
like,
us yep, and like walked off the center.
Transformed.
That would have been great. But it does mean we've got nothing now in terms of a U.S. manned space program. We got nothing. We're going to get rides up to the space station from the Russians. It'll be like a taxi. You pay a lot of money for the ride, and the guy's driving does not speak any English. And it's going to be like that. You know, it's going to be like, look, man, listen, up front, since when do you have to go to Mars to get to the space station? I am not a tourist up here. Carl, how did Mindy do on our quiz?
Mindy, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail. Congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you,
Mindy.
Thank you.
Stay cool. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.